Greetings and congratulations. Krishna. From Srimad Bhagavatam. The last few days I've been mentioning a few times that Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says in one striking comment or article, you can read that in that Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, amazing three-volume spiritual thriller. And you have a book. Anybody read some of it? This biography of Bhaktisiddhanta Ji? Very well researched, very, it's an amazing book. So he says there in one place that Harinam Kirtan, or Kirtan, is going on in Bengal, has been going on in Bengal for 500 years. Because there's nothing unusual or new about Harinam Kirtan, Hare Kirtan in Bengal. However, he says, it's been incomplete, and therefore we have so many lines, you know, what Bhaktisiddhanta Ji had to struggle against, all kinds of apasampradayas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, had to really struggle to restore the respectability of Chaitanya Bhakti, of the Chaitanya Gaudiya. Gaudiya Vaishnavism is the most pure thing, because even though the kirtan was there, somehow not all the purification happened. So he says, why? Because he says kirtan of the names is like Krishna. And Krishna is in himself is incomplete. This is the Mayavadi conception, that you have only Krishna, nobody else. Once they brought a picture to Srila Prabhupada with Krishna, and Prabhupada said, this is not Krishna, because Krishna is always with Radharani, with Mother Yashoda, with the cowherd boys, at least with the cow. So there's always devotees with Krishna. That's one of the four unique qualities of Krishna. Prema Madhurya, he's always surrounded by Premika Bhaktas. Yeah. So Bhagavan or Brahman is never without Shakti, so there is always Shakti. In the same way Bhaktisiddhanta Ji says, kirtan has to be accompanied by Bhagavad Gatha. Then we learn how to do kirtan, how to do Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, or how to do Hare Krishna. I cannot do that, so that's why. I'm not mocking, I'm just, I'm not a good singer, as you have maybe noticed. So he says, Bhagavad Katha is the Svarupa Shakti of Kirtan. So Kirtan is Krishna, and Bhagavad Katha is like Radharani to Kirtan, to the holy name. And this is why it's so important to have Prabhupada establish this Bhagavad Katha. When Srila Prabhupada came to America and has seen Rajas and Tamas, he said, oh Krishna, why have you brought me here? And then what's his hope? He says, never mind, we have Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam will viplava, transform everybody. So he's Chaitanya Charitamrita, also Krishna's Goswami describes the sorry plight, the difficult situation of a jiva. And then after that, he says, but the Bhagavatam. So here the Bhagavatam from Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavat Bhakta, who is living Bhagavatam, and I intend to say some revolutionary things today, so look out. I'm just trying to intrigue you. I believe that. Such a beautiful verse. Savai pritaya priyatamas chatman.
Savai priyatamas chatman.
Yato nathaya manvapi. In the third canto, there are two chatushlokis, if you know, Shirshna Chakrari Thakur points out. That he is already, you don't have, it's nothing new, it's not something we have to impose. We have this learning. This is not learning, is discovering this amazing secret and fact. Okay. Everyone loves himself. Okay. Nowadays, in contemporary English, we would have to say and herself. Okay. And when, even though it sounds so awkward, and in my language, I'm from West Ukraine. My language, we would have to always say, кожна людина, no, кожна людина вона любить себе. In my language, we would always say she, so her. So everybody is a she. No man ever complained. Everyone loves himself, and when he becomes more advanced, he loves the super soul also. She loves the super soul also. A person who is self-realized does not recommend the worship of anyone but the super soul. And just jumping a little ahead, some of us have been trained that no, only Krishna. We don't even say Om Vrindai Tulasi Devi Priyai Keshava Sacha Krishna Bhakti Pradadevi. Some of us even say Krishna Bhakti. I was just in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. That's how they chanted this Krishna Bhakti Pradeh. But the mantra is Vishnu, and also when Bhagavatam is glorified, Krishna is called Vishnu. Vishnu, all the names are names of Krishna. Vishnu means one who is entering in between each two gopis in Rasa Lila. So it's also a name of Krishna. So it's a very intimate name of Krishna. And the mantra is Vishnu Bhakti Pradeh, Satyavati. And the 8th chapter of the 2nd canto, verses 4 and 5, we hear that as soon as you hear the Bhagavatam about Krishna, then Pravishtah Karnaram Drena Krishna Bhava Saroruham. It says clearly, Krishna, through the pathways, through the openings, doors of your ears, Krishna enters into the heart. So, in the case of you, respected Bhagavatam listeners, it's not the super soul. If you allow Krishna to enter through the ears, it's Krishna into the lotus of your heart. So. Don't feel sad, oh super soul. If you're Krishna Bhakta, this is Radha Krishna in the heart. Unless you're Ram Bhakta, Hare Krishna. A person who is self-realized does not recommend the worship of anyone but the super soul. He knows that to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead is easier than to worship various demigods under the influence of lust and the desire for material enjoyment. The devotee is therefore always engaged in the loving, devotional service of the Lord. Such a person is a true guru. In Padma Purana it is said, Shatkarmani punovi pro mantra tantra visharada avaishnavo gurur nasyad vaishnava svapacho guru. Famous verse. Even if a brahmana is very learned in Vedic scriptures and knows the six occupational duties of a brahmana, anyone can remind us what are the six? Yajna, patan, dana, pratigraha. Yes, study and teach, worship and help others worship, and give gifts, accept gifts. Yeah. These are brahminical occupations. But he cannot become a guru or spiritual master unless he is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Avaishnavo guru na syat. If, however, one is born in a family of dog eaters, shvapacho, pach is cookies, pachaka. So shvapacho, one who cooks dogs. All right, nowadays you have hot dogs. point is the same. You never know what's inside. Yes. So dog eaters. Actually, dog eaters are better than cow eaters. Isn't it? They are more respectable than cow eaters. And they are honest. In Vrindavan, you can see, you know, they go and catch a pig. At least it's all honest, clear, right? And somebody looks very polished, goes to a supermarket, buys some nicely packaged, you know, bag of cow meat. He's hypocritical, he cheats himself, and he commits more sin. He's more... Anyway, that's a side point. So, however, if one is born in a family of dog eaters, but is a pure devotee of the Lord, he can become a spiritual master. This is talk about who can be a guru. Talk about how open is bhakti, how accessible is bhakti. A dog eater, a pure, it's so far from the caste, rigid caste system. A pakka brahmana disqualified. A dog eater, if a Vaishnava, yes. Aho bada swapacho togariyo yajjiha gre vartate nama tubhyam. He chants the names. The conclusion is that one cannot become a spiritual master unless he is a pure devotee of the Lord. And this is what I wanted to talk about. Pure devotee of the Lord. Please note this. You cannot be a guru unless you are a pure devotee. And there are two ways to understand it, which we will discuss. One who is a spiritual master in accordance with the above descriptions, in accordance with the above descriptions of devotional service, is to be understood as the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally present. According to the words mentioned here, Gurur Harihi, consulting a bona fide spiritual master, means consulting the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally. I can tell you a story here. This year I was giving, there's just two sentences in the purport, but I will tell you the short story to demonstrate this point. This year I was doing Bhakti Shastri in Germany in several places, and been going through the midlife crisis. 41, few things happening in my, you know, health, this, that, what are my priorities in life, seems this, what I wanted, has been done, what should I do, and what's my, you know, what's my questions, I had questions. So, I had like three or four questions, and because Shachinananda Maharaj, that's, you know, he's taking care of Germany. So I reported some of the Bhakti Shastri courses. We finished Bhagavad Gita in Munich, did some other things in Simhachalam. So I reported this for his pleasure, and he's also my well-wisher, long-time well-wisher. And I was in Leipzig, and we were going through a very nice, enthusiastic Bhakti Shastri course, very enthusiastic brahmacharis. practically nobody fell asleep. But still, I was having questions. And then Shachinananda Maharaj calls the temple president to discuss this Kirtan Mela. And I'm sitting in my room, brooding, you know. What? Should I do this? Should I do that? And Shachinananda Maharaj tells Shadbuj, Adipurusha is there? Give him the phone. And I'm sitting, all of a sudden Shadbuj comes in and says, here's Shachinananda Maharaj wants to talk to you. And what? Who? Why? And then he gives me the phone, and Shachinananda Maharaj says, oh, Adipurusha, dear Adipurusha, I'm very happy you are there. And I think you should do like this. And I think that's your direction that you should take. And I think it would be nice if a devotee acts in such and such a way. I was, you know, like... and you know. Yeah, I asked questions in my heart, and he called me. Probably, you know, he also spoke to me also from the heart, but I'm so deaf, you know, through the noise of my mind, dirty mind, that I don't hear to him. So then Krishna says, no problem. We have Iskan, we have living gurus who can call you. We don't have a picture guru, we have a living guru. We have living gurus. Okay, you cannot weasel your way out of my instruction if you want to hear the answer. So, Adi, here is a phone for you. And dear Adi, you know, so sweet and soft, you know, dear Adi. And he didn't just like say, this. He said, I think that the best would be to do like that. And in such a situation, one should choose, one can have many projects, but one can choose one priority. And, you know, dedicate more, you know, as you get older, dedicate more. Maybe there are many successful projects, but you want to focus on some that you think are more cherished and more dear to Krishna and Prabhupada. And it was, you know, like direct answer to my direct question, like verbatim, exactly. As I asked, so he answered. Without me, just, you know, out of the blue. So here's one recent confirmation of this point here, that consulting a bona fide spiritual master means consulting the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally. And I didn't even ask him, except in the heart, like in a generic way, oh God, oh Krishna, what should I do? And Krishna said, okay, here's a phone for you. And it's not only a phone, he wrote us volumes of letters, if we care to read them. Sometimes I'm surprised if somebody says somebody likes kirtan, but doesn't read books, like the Bhagavatam, because it's like saying that, oh, I love so-and-so, yes, I love him so much, or I love her so much, and then they have written you letters, and you didn't even open. These are letters from your beloved. You know, when you love somebody, they send you a letter, you read every letter, you know, 5 times. Oh, is it, oh, look, here, his hand trembled. Oh, or she, did she say it like this? Was it, she says, dear. What did she say? Dear? Oh, she said, dear. Oh, dear. Yes. How many times do you read it? Yeah? You carry it here. And you, when nobody sees, you know, or when you're done, you take it out and you, dear. Oh. Yes? If you love, or if you think you love, at least. And if I sing, Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, I'm not mocking singers, I cannot sing, so it might be, maybe I am mocking, I'm sorry, I'm planning to learn singing, I'm planning. I already got a good harmonium, second one. 2 books, I already started learning, I already know 3 melodies. Not very well, but yeah. So if I sing, but don't read, don't study, do I love him? Do I know whom I sing about? He wrote me a letter. And he says here, in this letter, I am your, not dear friend, but dear most friend. Which means, you are my dear most friend. Correct? If he is your dear most friend, then who are you to him? Huh? You are part and parcel. In, you know, inseparable part. So you're dear. One should therefore take shelter of such a bona fide spiritual master. Success in life means accepting a spiritual master who knows Krishna. Well, success in life means accepting a spiritual master who knows Krishna as the only supreme beloved personality. And beloved doesn't mean must. You must love Krishna. Any Germans here? I love giving lectures in Germany because they have very strong sense of Pflicht, duty. You know, das ist Pflicht, ihr Pflicht. So I tell them, it's your duty to be satisfied. And you know, it kind of messes up their wires because it's your duty to love Krishna. Any Germans here? Some other countries also have some similar. Slovenia, to some extent, is, I don't know, Czech seems to be a little rebels, no? They're but they're, they have something also, some connection. And the last sentence, finally, of this purport: one should worship such a confidential devotee of the Lord. Such means which? Which? Such a devotee is a confidential. Why? Why is a guru? Who can become a guru? Pure devotee. And what does he know? What secret does he know? Yes. So, Krishna. Om Agnati Mirandasya Agnati Chakshur Mirtam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Khanda Mandala Karam Vyaptayana Characharam Tat Padam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Pancha Kakotaru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Atitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Yasya Prasadat Agyabhi Sadyak Sarva Agyatam Rajet Sashi Chaitanya Devame Bhagavan Samprasidatu. By his grace, a complete fool gets all knowledge in one moment. May this Sri Chaitanya be merciful unto me. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Far out verse. Is it still a modern expression in American? Far out? No? Really outdated. Yeah, it's 80s, 70s. Yeah, yeah, I'm old. Sorry. Getting there. What does it say now?
Huh?
What does it say now? It's a far out.
Yeah, that's a.
Well, cool is eternal expression. It's never. Anyway. Do you remember what it says here? It says here, as soon as you know the secret, do you know this? Do we all want to know the secret? From my childhood, this was the biggest excitement for me, and I'm sure many of you also, because many of you have. Maybe most of you or all have this Brahminical nature, a new book. You know, my father takes me to a bookstore, a new book, you know, now I open and maybe, yes, probably there is that that secret which will change my life, yes? And sometimes, you smell it, yeah, fresh book, who smells books? Okay, we're in the club, all together here. Yeah, it's the trepidation and excitement and anticipation. Ah, yes, now, coming to know a book, a new book. Oh, so I remember Bhagavatam really impressed me because everything is here. So here, this verse says about one thing, by knowing which, immediately you become qualified to be Jagat Guru. You're Vidvan, yo iti vedasa vai Vidvan, definitely Vidvan. You are super learned. Yo Vidvan, sa Guru. One is, and if you know that one thing, you are a Guru. Not only a Guru, you are Guru Hari. You are Guru who is not different from Hari. Means, and Prabhupada translates Jagat Guru. It's his little comment there. And this is Prabhupada's mission. He said, I came to make thousands of gurus in letter in 69, he says, all my spiritual daughters and sisters, I want to inherit the title, the family transcendental diploma of Bhaktivedanta. Letter end of 68, beginning of 69 to Hamsatuta. He says, I want all of my spiritual sons and daughters do the exams, Bhakshastri, Bhaktivaibhava, Bhaktivedanta, and all of, so that our family transcendental diploma is not lost. That we are all thousands of Bhakti, millions of Bhaktivedantas, and he says, probably by 1975, all of my disciples, not those who get the Bhaktivedanta, all of my disciples will be allowed to initiate disciples. Yeah, that's Srila Prabhupada's program. Srila Prabhupada wants to bless, transform, save, benefit the whole world. And he needs many, many. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I am a Mali, I am a gardener. I have so many nice fruits. I need more people to help me give them out. So how do you become an assistant gardener to distribute nice fruits? This verse gives one point by knowing which you know the secret and you can be the Jagat Guru. What is this? Savai Priyatamas. Krishna is the dearest friend. Yato Nabhayam Anupi. And from him, there is not Anu, not the smallest fear we should experience towards Krishna. Sometimes we are afraid. Yeah, we think, oh, if I surrender to Krishna totally, what will he tell me to do? Oh. Yeah. Oh. Okay, Krishna, I surrender this much. Okay? I surrender, but please don't this touch that yet, if possible. Is it? Sometimes. Yeah, this. But this verse assures us, in this verse, Narada Muni assures us, no fear, even any smallest fear. If you, Hridayananda Maharaj says, if you go to a gym, to an ordinary coach, take an ordinary, mundane coach, you know, with the, I remember in my university, they were showing a joke. They were saying that, this is a student of mathematical, I was in mathematics, this is a student of mathematical, department, this is his head, this is his shoulders. And this is the student of the physical culture department, sportsman. This is his head. This is his shoulders. So you get a coach like that. And even that kind of coach, does he give you immediately such a load that you break your muscles or break your back in the gym? No, he will hold you back. He'll tell you, aste, don't, no, not so much, less. No, gradually, keep the form, keep the good form, you know, arch your back, you know, don't hurry, first do the proper form. And if, you know, if an ordinary, of course, nowadays they are getting PhDs and so forth, they are, the world has changed. You know, even a coach like this, you know, with the head like this and the shoulders like that, even this kind of coach, he will have all the brain required to, if you surrender, to gradually, without injuring you, lead you on. So, Hridayananda Maharaj says that if we think that Krishna is more stupid than such a coach, what is our opinion of Krishna? If you think that if I surrender to Krishna, then Krishna immediately says, ha, okay, more workforce. You know, pile it on. And then, who do you think Krishna is? That he is more stupid than, no. Yato nabhayam anu api. Not even slightest fear. He's your best, dearmost friend. He is our best friend. And it's a challenge to learn. Yesterday I had a doubt. I was in a crisis. I had to prepare this class. Krishna is my friend. And I had 150 papers on my desk to mark from our Mayapur Academy. And I had, on a very short notice, pack all my things and move to another apartment, to another place, in the night, and with no light working in the room. And so I had a little question to Krishna, you know, saying, Krishna, are you, you know, what is this? You're my friend, aren't you? At least that's what I'm supposed to talk about tomorrow. Okay, yesterday would be good. I ate nice pizza. I could speak. You're my friend. But tomorrow, I don't know. Even as devotees, we officially have accepted. That's our philosophy. Yes, it's on our, you know, title, but. Yeah, Krishna is the friend, but in the heart, have I accepted? Do I accept that everything he does to me is good? If I have, even if I have some little inconvenience, actually, even if there is a little inconvenience, it's just a token to help me realize something. It's for my benefit, he's my friend. So, yeah, yesterday I went to Radha Madhava, looked at Radha Madhava, Ashtasakhi, Nrisimhadev, Panchatattva, and I thought, okay, yes, they are my friends. So, Srila Prabhupada, this is the secret we have to learn, and Prabhupada says that if you learn, you become a Jagat Guru. So, accepting Krishna, so we do not blame Krishna. In 5.15 in the Gita, Baladev Vidyabhushan and Sridhar Swami say that Gyanena Tadat Agyanam Yesham Nashitam Atmana Tesham Adityavajjanam Prakasha Iti Tatparam. The knowledge which like sun illuminates everything, removes all ignorance, is the knowledge that Krishna is fair and kind. So if I accept this, similar to this, that he is my friend, best friend. So if I, as soon as I, according to our acharyas, according to the Gita, if I accept, as soon as I accept Krishna is fair, everything. Also, 11th chapter of the Gita. Stane Hrishikesha Tava Prakirtya Jagat Prahrishyat Jagat Anurajya Techa. All the saintly persons say everything is correctly done and they glorify Krishna, do kirtan of Krishna. But Rakshasas run away. They're scared. 11th. This mantra, 1136, is 36, I think, or 14. Is known to be Raksha Bandhan. It protects from Rakshasas. If you learn this shloka from the 11th chapter of the Gita, it can protect you from Rakshasas. It's famous, Vishishnath says, it's famous in mantra books as Raksha Bandhan. It protects you from the bad influences. So, as soon as you accept that Krishna is fair and kind and a friend, you are free and you know everything. Also according to the Gita. And the reverse of this, which shocked me when I read it, is that if I am not free, if I don't know everything, if I don't have clear vision in life, by default, automatically it means that I have not accepted Krishna as fair. I have not accepted Krishna as kind. And that I am still blaming Krishna. Even as a devotee. I can be a devotee every day, I, you know,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, yeah? Chant. Hare Krishna. But inside I think, oh, why did you do this to me? You know, why was it fair? Oh, Krishna, you could have been a little easier on me in that situation. I'm still blaming Krishna to some extent. So that's why I'm still bound. And this realization here is the latch, is what opens the door from bondage in the material world. Like in that, so that's, you know, stopping to blame Krishna and instead taking responsibility. Like in that joke, a king comes to the prison with an inspection and he asks the prisoners, so how did you get here? And one prisoner says, oh, your majesty, it was a mistake, I'm here by mistake, I'm innocent. Oh my god. By the way, Chandramouli Swami, he says that 90% of the inmates in prisons are convinced that they were put in jail unjustly. They have the idea that they are innocent, or it was unjust that they are in jail. So, oh, your majesty, I'm here by mistake. Oh my god. And another one, and you? Oh, your majesty, the neighbor wrote a false report to the king, not to the king, to the judge, to the magistrate. Oh, how terrible. And you? Your majesty, I did a little mistake and they gave me a very severe punishment. Oh, how terrible. And you? Your majesty, the judge was bribed and so they gave me such a heavy verdict. I'm innocent. Oh, terrible. And you? Your majesty, I am a criminal. I did a crime, I did a mistake, so now I'm in a prison to reform me, to learn my lesson. So the king turns around and says, guards, immediately take this rascal and bring him out of the prison before he spoils all these innocent people. And this is what happens in bhakti also. Tatti nukam vam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam hridvaga purbir vidadam namaste jiveto yo mukti pade sadaya bhag. So Ramaji says, as soon as you accept that it's mercy, I don't blame Krishna, but I, with my body, then according to this verse, you can be Jagat Guru. You know everything. And this is what we practice every day, glorifying Krishna, not blaming, glorifying Krishna, thanking Krishna. In many Slavic languages, the word for thank you is chvala or glories. Do we have anybody from South Slavic? Yeah, it's glory, glory to you. Yeah? So I asked, in my program, I asked to do the exercise. when you were studying Chaitanya, did I ask you to do this thank you exercises also? It's a very good exercise. Try to thank Krishna for, you know, okay, even if something happened that you don't like, thank for other things that he gives to you. So expressing our gratitude to Krishna. That's the basis of every religion. It's the basis, it even cures depression materially. But it's the basis of every religion. Yajna is our thank you to Krishna, our reciprocation to Krishna. And Prabhupada says that Krishna is so grateful. If Draupadi, she just once exclaimed, Govinda! And Krishna felt totally obliged to her. So Prabhupada says, how grateful Krishna is if to those who chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the exchange of gratitude between friends. And this is one of the 9 direct processes of bhakti, being a friend, accepting Krishna as a friend, a well-wisher. And according to Gita, this is a secret one-step unlocking process to get out of the prison of the material world. Except Krishna is kind to me. Everything is fair. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Everything is perfect if we accept the reality. I am a small Krishna Das and Krishna is my big friend, as he is also a very dear friend of each and every one of you and everybody else. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Questions, comments? Doubts?
So if we're feeling that Krishna is our friend and we're accepting that we're criminals, how do we go about propagating Krishna consciousness without feeling you know, if we accept that, basically, if we accept Krishna as our friend, then we have a very elevated or high consciousness, we're happy. But if we're thinking that we're criminals still, you know, we see so much more karma is coming down the track and so forth. If we're seeing like that, how do we feel confident to express Krishna consciousness to other people?
Yes, thank you. Did everybody hear? If we accept ourselves as criminals, how can we feel confident to be preachers, to preach Krishna consciousness? You know, I'm a criminal, how can I preach? Thank you very much for this question. Prabhupada says here, one cannot become a spiritual master unless he is a pure devotee of the Lord. Yeah? And this is a very important point. The term pure devotee has 2 meanings. And unfortunately, over the last how many years in ISKCON, one of the meanings has slipped out of the usage. So what are the 2 meanings of the word pure devotee? In one of the articles, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, everybody should join our society of pure devotees. So obviously he's using this word in a second meaning. It's not a proud statement. It's a humble statement. Rupanuga line, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's line, there are 2 usages. One usage of pure devotee is a devotee on the high level of purity. It's one usage which unfortunately has practically become the only usage. And unfortunately, why? Because it makes us lazy. We think, who is a pure devotee? You know, who is pure? That's after 40 years. It was not a prevalent usage in Rupanuga. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, what's the definition of pure bhakti? Anya bilashita shunyam. Bhakti Shastris can perk up and remember what means anya bilashita, not anya bilasha. Shunyam, jnana karmadi anavritam, not shunyam. And anukulyana krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. What's his definition of pure bhakti? It's first 3 core qualities of bhakti, anukulyana krishna anushilanam, do practice, know who is Krishna, that Krishna is Krishna, his expansions and his devotees, so you're respectful to everybody, and anukulyana,
it's a secret of all secrets, intention to please. So these three make bhakti bhakti. They're most important. Without this, there's no bhakti. There's no use speaking about purity if there are no these three. Even impure has to have these three. So that's a beautiful topic for another lecture. And now to make that bhakti, whatever it is, pure, we just need two more. Anyabhilashita shunyam and jnana karma dhyanavritam. And that's just two decisions. It's not, he offers this as a sadhana for Kanishtha Adhikari, who is full of material desires, who is full of doubts. Already, pure bhakti is the method to practice from any level. If I think that first I have to purify myself, either by making my marriage work, or by making money, or by karma or jnana, or developing qualities, and then I will do pure bhakti. That's karma mishra or jnana mishra, it's covered. Bhakti. No, Rupa Goswami says, now, from the start, for Kanishtha also, do pure bhakti. So, if you remember, you know, I think it was Prabhu Vishnu, at that time, Prabhu, who asked, if you correct me if I'm wrong, asked Srila Prabhupada, how many pure devotees we have in ISKCON? Was it him? He asked, how many pure devotees we have in ISKCON? And Srila Prabhupada said, how many devotees total we have in ISKCON? That was Prabhupada's idea. So, two usages. One usage is your level of purity, okay. But the other usage is if you have accepted the path of pure bhakti, then you are a pure bhakta. And this sounds scary to us unless we study that pure bhakti is simply making two decisions, two choices. One choice, more important choice, anyabhilashita shunyam, doesn't mean I have to be free from desires, otherwise it would be impossible to make it as, to do it as a sadhana. Yes, if I have to be pure to even start, then it's not a sadhana, it's siddha. But it's given anyabhilashita shunyam, free from constant desire or goals. Sri Rupa Goswami's synonym is sarvopadi vinirmuktam, naham, I'm not a brahmana, not a shudra. So in other words, no false identification, or if I put it simple, it just decide, my goal, Krishna Bhakti. Bas, that's anyabhilashita shunyam. I may have so many desires, I may be bursting with a desire to go and eat pizza, or get married, or whatever. No problem. Even in that situation, in that state, we can practice pure bhakti and be a pure bhakta in the sense of the path. Krishna himself says he values more person's values and goals than the present state. Apiche suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadhur evasavamantavyak samyak vyavasitohisa. He has proper determination, he has a proper goal. So that's one decision to make it pure. Goal. My goal is Krishna Bhakti. That's all. Even if I have intermediate dirty goals, as long as my ultimate goal is pure serious bhakti to Krishna, that's it. You have entered. And the second decision to make it uttama sadhana, trust the process. I will achieve shada shabda vishvas koya sudrida nishchoy Krishna bhakti koyale sara karma kridahoy. That's it. Just trust. By bhakti, everything achieved. I don't have to wait to start. First I purify, 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 then I do bhakti. No, everything is in bhakti. It's not that jnana and karma are there in bhakti. Now we are, that's jnana,
Jiva Goswami, in his commentary, Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu says, there are three parts of jnana, knowledge of the soul, knowledge of the Lord, and knowledge of the oneness. So only the third one we reject. That would be, that's anavritam, oneness. We don't go for oneness. But knowledge of the spirit and God, yes, good, very full, Bhagavatam full of it. Gita is full of it. So anavritam, it's just trust, I trust. So that's the second decision. First decision, my goal, pure Krishna Bhakti, means ultimate goal, Krishna Bhakti. Second decision, second choice, I trust that, I agree, I accept, I put my trust in Bhakti. Favorite verses, Vishishna Chakravarti Thakur loves to quote in his commentaries, like 5 times in the Gita, so many times in the Bhagavatam, it's amazing. From the 20th chapter of the Bhagavatam, he loves to say, Yat karmana yat tapasa jnana vairagyatascha yat yogena dana dharmena shayog hiritarai rapi sarvam mad bhakti yogena mad bhakto labate jasa. Easily. Mad bhakto labate jasa sarga pavarga madhama katam chidyadi vanchati. Whatever is achieved by karma, whatever is achieved by jnana, yoga, charity, meditation, or any auspicious process, my devotee easily achieves, whether it's heavenly pleasures, liberation, or my dhamma, my abode, if he simply desires. Katanchit, anything, if he simply desires. So this trust that bhakti includes everything, bhakti is not against your family life, your purification, or doesn't mean you have to become a stupid dunce, or lazy bum, or bhakti encompasses everything, and bhakti brings and bestows all the blessings. Just a little touch of bhakti gives all the blessings. So this trust, these two decisions, that I don't have to delay bhakti, by bhakti you achieve everything, and my ultimate goal is bhakti, that's it. Then even Kanishtha, full of dirty desires, starts the pure bhakti sadhana, and then very quickly we are moving forward. And then, so that means you accept Krishna is my friend. Yeah, so my goal is Krishna Bhakti. And therefore, since he is my friend, Bhakti is the best way. So then you are a pure devotee. Pure devotee. So sadly, that's what I think, this is something that's happened like inadvertently. We didn't notice how it happened in our society. We stopped using this term pure devotee or pure devotion applied to sadhana, but apply all this only to siddha, to perfection. And I think we need to bring back the Upanuga definition. And then we will not be scared. And then we will learn so much, we will not be lazy. We will work on our heart to remake these two decisions, refocus our heart. Yes, my goal, ultimate goal is bhakti, not a big mansion in Mayapur or purification. No, my ultimate goal is bhakti. I'm a bhakta. And second, how do I get everything? Everything and anything? Yes, I work, but ultimately, Krishna's mercy, Krishna bhakti. Just these two decisions. And then, it's uttama bhakti sadhana, pure bhakti sadhana. Hare, thank you so much. I'm sorry, I'm taking a long time, but you saved me because I wanted to speak about this in the class and I didn't. But your question gave me an opening. Sorry for like coming down on. Any more comments? Or it's okay? So please let us all always do pure bhakti. And this is simple, just two decisions. Goal, bhakti, and process, Krishna bhakti. Thank you very much. My humble obeisances. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyo eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Our dear most friend Krishna, Radha Krishna ki jai.